This is Travis Sparsweet.
And this is Chris Powell. Welcome to Yin Yang Radio.
It's our holiday buying guide, which we're super excited about. Christmas and the other 722 holidays in this month.
You were just looking it up, trying to figure out how many there were, and they won't even give you a number, but there's a holiday every day.
There's a lot. We're not specific. We're just telling you to go buy stuff.
That's
right. In December. And you can buy it for whatever reason you want to, but it's pretty fun to buy stuff.
Doesn't matter if it's Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday.
Which is all over by now, but you can you still go buy stuff. This is going to be buy acupuncture stuff because you're an acupuncturist.
Right. Cool stuff.
Yeah, there's no other... I mean, this is... Have you seen a buying guide for acupunctures for gifts?
Never.
No.
And there's 17 on here. We could have kept going.
We could have, but, you know.
But these are 17 things that we have... experience with. We don't have experience with everything out there.
No, but these are our favorite things you should buy and get in your clinic, or maybe you could buy for another acupuncturist friend, or if you're listening and you have a spouse that's an acupuncturist, then you would surprise the heck out of them if you bought them some of these gifts.
And granted, we've had most of these people on the show, or they're going to be on the show, but that's our prerogative. We can do that.
And there'll be links to, if you want to learn more about some of the people we have interviewed and their products, there'll be links to that on the blog. Shall we? Number one, on the first day of Christmas. what are we going for?
I call it the famous golden sunshine patch. We all have patches, and we all know how miserable some of those patches out there for back pain or knee pain or anything. Some are from China, some are from everywhere. This is an awesome one because it's made with tourmaline, which is a crystal. It's a piezoelectric crystal. And when heat's applied to it from the body or any kind of pressure, it sends off, it warms up, or it gives off kind of an electrostatic shock. You don't feel that shock. But it's really cool because in the old days, they used to, I was telling you, they used to take that big crystal and smack it to see how much power they could generate. And there was always a story that it electrocuted somebody and everybody was bowing down in awe of this.
Became the king instantly.
Right. That's the only way to do it.
Cracked a rock. Yeah. Now I'm emperor. Go sacrifice a goat.
I'm almighty and all powerful. But I've used these patches at least 4 or 5 years, maybe even longer, because I think it's just one I found to be the best. I've used all kinds of patches. I've used Tiger Balm. I've used all of that stuff. These patches are awesome. They are really, really good. And they're warm, and they work really well.
They have other products, too. They have a liniment that you can put on for serious traumatic injuries and stuff. But the company is called Golden Sunshine, and the product is called...
the Terminator.
Pain Terminator Patch.
Yeah. And they have cool ones. They have hot ones, depending on the injury. But I'm telling you, the Terminator is a great patch.
And for acupuncturists, it's what, $350 for a pack of six?
For a pack of six.
Is our cost. So, yeah. I mean, it's really reasonable.
I use them in the clinic, and then I get patients that love them so much, then they want to buy a pack or two for them for themselves. And it is. You can cut them to any size you want, for anything from a knuckle on a finger to, you know, several patches on your back. They are really good. You'll be impressed with them.
On the second day of Christmas, what are we getting?
Empirical Pills and Formulas. This is Simon Feeney out of Australia. So things do take a little bit of time to get to if you're outside Australia. And then
shipping
not...
may be $47.
But well, Bob's
that's
going to
change. Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
And a whole bunch of other phrases we're not familiar with.
We're going to air that sometime soon. But anyway, so Simon, we're going to have on the show really quick. And he makes very traditional formulas into pills. And they're not patents, not the terrible patents that we've all had in clinic. His little balls work really, really well. And I think that you will really...
His balls work really, really well.
I didn't even realize I said that, actually.
Shweaty balls.
His shweaty balls work really, really well. Sorry, Simon.
His wands.
His wand.
His wand.
His wand works
his pill,
real.
His honey pill.
Perfect. But I actually tried these not too long ago, his Mazi Ren Wand. And I have to say, I've done Mazi Ren Wand in different forms, and his pill was relatively effective. In fact, I had to get up out of class. We'll leave it there.
It worked.
But they're also really good, and they are made with honey. And then there are certain ways that he tells people to take them, whether it's with a shot of wine. It's all very traditional. He does not mess around with modern. He does traditional dosing. He does traditional formulas, and they work really well.
And these aren't capsules. These aren't pills.
No.
These aren't tea pills. These are
like
the
honey
wand.
Pills, the really the honey wands. Yeah.
Yep.
And or whatever else he gets them in. And even a look at his Wume wand looks really interesting. I want to try that one too.
I want to look at his Wume wand too.
I do too. I just want to see it. Simon, you're on our show soon. It's going to be wonderful.
Number three is a book by T.J. Heinrichs and Linda Barnes called Chinese Medicine and Healing,
and
an illustrated
show,
guide.
Yeah.
And she's on it previously. But what this book's about is like the history of Chinese medicine from like pre-Han period to current times. So you can understand the evolution of when Chinese medicine was flourishing, when it kind of went underground, and all of that. One of my favorite chapters, other than the ones by Linda Barnes and T.J. Heinrichs.
Brown-noser.
Well, they're the author. I mean,
they are the authors. They
are
good.
Yeah, I give them prop.
Like, they're very, very good, actually. I mean, T.J. has one of the best epic periods of history. But
the
anyway.
Song Dynasty, yes. Yeah. There's arguments later on in the book where she probably was like, they're wrong, but I have to put this in anyways. Anyways, it was chapter 7 by Bertie J. Andrews, who did this great chapter from like 1890 to 1987 or so, kind of when the Communist Revolution was happening. And she talks about how, like, when things were simplified and when they came back up and how different movements and government completely changed if acupuncture was used or not. And it fluctuates so much in a 100-year period that it's amazing to figure out what we're practicing today. You can really understand that within one chapter of that book. And I love it. It's a great book. I'd definitely recommend to go buying it. You can buy it at Harvard Press or Amazon.com. And go listen to the podcast if you want to hear more
about it. Yeah, because it is awesome. I like her book too, and I haven't read that chapter yet. But, you know, we all get used to what happened right after World War II in China and just kind of always assume, you know, what happened. And so it's unbelievable that that much has even changed, even pre that period of time.
Gift number 4 is Sola Skincare. They have a deodorant that uses Chinese herbs, and there's a whole product line that uses Chinese herbs. But we are going to talk about their deodorant because finding a natural deodorant isn't the most easy thing to find. And
those crystals don't work worth a darn. But anyway.
Yeah, and so this is kind of a coconut oil base, and they put germu and they put xingdiwang in it, so it has that kind of herbal tones, if you want to say it, as well. So. Quick story about that. So I got a sample of this and I take it home to my wife to try. And bringing home a gift of deodorant as a gift to someone.
That doesn't go over so well.
No, it didn't.
That's like bringing Kotex home to somebody.
It's like, hey, I bought you a weight scale just in case you ever want to see how much you weigh.
Honey, does this make me look fat?
Yeah. It's just like, so I gave it to her and she was just kind of like, why are you giving me deodorant?
It's better than a suppository, honey, so just take it for what
it's worth. So maybe not the best idea as a gift to someone else, but maybe as an item you can sell in your clinic. And she has more skincare products you can go to at her webpage, which you can look at our blog and go to that. So great company, great people, great natural skin products using Chinese herbs.
Yeah.
Gift number 5.
Alive Core ECG.
Oh, we may spend a little bit more time talking about this because this changed our practice within the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you found it. We got it.
It was on a Medscape was doing a thing about technology that's changing the clinic space. And there was this product called Alive Core, which did ECGs on your iPhone.
Which is weird because I thought there's no
way.
I mean, you hear all these apps, all these things on a cell phone, like a cell phone that can measure weights without it's like, that's impossible. That's ridiculous. And doing an electrocardiogram, come on.
Yeah,
you can't
like
do it.
It's not, there's not 12 leads.
I've had enough of them on
one.
Me over the years to think you need all those leads everywhere and you don't.
No, so this, but basically you hold it with your hands and it's on the back of the iPhone, whatever you're using, and then it reads electrical currents going through your fingers. You can do a state, was it lead 1, lead 2, and lead 3 by putting it different parts on your body. So hands, one's to the knee, and the other one's on your chest. But it's supposed to be 99.98% accurate for for catching AFib and different arrhythmias and things.
And it is.
Yeah, we don't.
We just tested it on a patient just this last week.
No, and this is great because I used it one for a patient that had a history of anxiety, and I was thinking, all right, better check this just to make sure it is or isn't. And it helps the patient be able to see their EKG and like, hey, you're not having a heart attack.
Well, because most are not going to see their doctor. Most are not seeing a cardiologist unless they're already a heart patient. Most people don't even have a clue. And so you can feel it on the pulse. They can tell you what they're feeling. But man, I'll tell you what, when you see this printout and it prints it off, you can get a report. You can take it to the doctor, send it to your doctor and say, hey, I just had this done. So I tested it on myself because I know of the heart situation I have, and it's bloody accurate. It's right on the spot. I mean, right where it is, and it's on my fingers. And I'm sitting here with you, sitting there going, I can't believe this, but this is right on. This isn't just an estimate. It is right on the money. So I couldn't believe it.
even if you don't, we don't read EKGs. That's right.
That's not our thing.
We didn't have training in this, but even if you don't, you can send it off to either a tech or actually a physician to do an analysis of what you just recorded. And the price range is $2 to $12, which is great to have. And it'll save you. If you tell a patient, hey, I'm going to do an EKG on you real quick, just because
like,
I
want
to make sure. What? This is an acupuncture clinic.
It's not Chinese medicine at all.
No. And you're, so definitely it's $199. I would recommend this for your clinic. It's wonderful to have.
It is. And if you don't, then don't. But you know, it is, it's something really nice to have in the clinic, because we've had all those patients, and in clinic long enough, people come in, you're sending them to the hospital because they're having appendicitis, you know, if it's something really critical. Or a heart situation, and it's going to catch it. So as we were talking about, I had my patient last week who I knew has AFib, tried, and it was an immediate red flag that said possible AFib, send this to a physician right away. It was an immediate flag. And I thought, all right, this is really a cool piece to have in your office for nothing other than just helping your patients.
I feel like I want to brag about this more, but we'll have to move on. But it's simple. It's easy to use. It's not rocket science on how to figure it out. So don't be too afraid about, well, it sounds like an EKG. How am I ever going to figure it out?
It does it all for you.
Watch a 1 minute video and you'll figure it out.
And then you just send off the report for, like you said, $2 to $12, and it gets back and you get a very in-depth analysis.
View it on your computer, view it on your iPhone, view it on your iPad, Android device, whatever. Gift 6. Continuing on the electronic front is Chi Notes. It's not out yet. It's almost out. January 1st is probably when it's going to be available. But Chi Notes is
simply awesome.
It's electronic health record tracking app for iPads. Just iPads, though. So if you have an Android device, we'll go buy an iPad because it's worth it just to use this. It's a user-friendly, interactive patient record-keeping app that, you know, you can draw on the tongue with colors.
You can draw on the abdomen.
You can for
pick
Hara
most
diagnosis.
Pulses.
Cupping tongue. You can draw like
everything.
Take pretty detailed notes and not be bored out of your mind while doing it.
And you can take pictures of charts. You can add pictures of anything. Say someone's got a skin illness. You can shoot a picture and watch it progress over time. It is really cool. The key is that it was designed for acupuncturists by acupuncturists. That is the cool
part.
It's
just for acupuncturists, not for chiropractors.
Right.
It's for acupuncturists, period.
Period.
And there's scheduling software in there as well. We will release a podcast within probably 4 weeks about this product. But for the time being, you can go to chinos.com, check it out.
Check it out.
And see what you think of it. Number 7.
Maya and Friends Visit the Acupuncturist.
This is a book by Samara White, and it came out maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Samara, if you're listening to this, I need to call you and get you on
the
show.
We need to get you on the show.
Talk to you about this. But it's a kid's book about acupuncture. It's a great story. Actually, Chris, you just bought it.
I just bought it. It's on the Kindle, apparently. I thought I bought the book, but I did it so quick because I didn't realize that I'd actually bought the Kindle. But it's about Maya and her friends Bobby Bear and Ellie Elephant that are going on a journey to discover the magic and mystical magic of Chinese medicine. And it's all for kids. It kind of takes care of that fear side of it. It really introduces all the concepts of Chinese medicine to kids, so they get it.
And it's maybe kind of a Christmas winter story as well.
It is. And it's really, really cool. So I think it's...
It was illustrated by her husband,
right?
And it was written by Samara. Definitely need to have it in your clinic or at home for your kids.
Well, just because we have so many, obviously we all have a lot of kids in the clinic. It's something cool to put out for everybody.
And it's $9.99 on Amazon and $29.99 on blurb.com. And we'll give you all those links later. Number 8.
Everybody should be
using
this.
Why is this on this list? It's because it's Square. It's the way to do.
But people don't use Square, which is always amazing.
It's so convenient.
I've been in business 19 years. And for 16 and a half, 17 of those years, I always used a bank and their bank card machine for running credit cards. And what a pain, because when you start adding up by the end of the year for tax season, how much you pay in bank fees and fees alone, unbelievable.
What's the interest? Percent of it, 2.3. Which is marginal.
Yeah. And for any credit card, you can run any credit card through your office in that the money's deposited almost virtually that day, and it makes life so easy. It's a little card reader. It fits on your iPhone. It fits on an iPad. It fits on an iTouch. and you don't need the machines anymore. It emails a receipt to the person.
And
it's awesome.
It works with flex spending plans.
And so right. It works with all that. And it just makes life so much easier. And most people have probably even experienced walking into a coffee shop, because I think most coffee shops use it now, or everybody should be using it. It's a great thing. I know there's other products out there. I think Amazon has
PayPal
one.
PayPal has one. Looks like but Square, Apple's getting in that ball game too.
Right. But Square has been out there a long time, and
it's free,
and I've had no problems with it.
We like
ever.
Number nine, Yin Care Herbal Wash. We did a whole episode with Daniel Hudson earlier. It's basically a herbal skincare topical product for any type of damp, red, itchy skin, and traditionally used for, well, vaginal douching. But,
right. Well, because they were used by all the prostitutes in China.
It's an interesting story.
It was interesting that it came up that way. I thought the cool part was the fact that they used it in a burn clinic for infections after burns, and the results were staggering.
We keep it around for burns here.
Absolutely.
Mostly. And for animal stuff, too. They actually have an animal yin care product for hot spots.
Right. And I've used it for my dog for hot spots. You know, I've used it for that. I've used the mouthwash for hot spots. The mouthwash is actually really good.
I do like
good.
The mouthwash. I do, especially too. For like sores or someone who...
Anybody with canker sores, unbelievable how quick it'll heal.
And probably going through radiation and stuff, dry mouth, it'd probably be an okay product as
Absolutely.
Well. Absolutely. Another product that they have, which is number 10... Altigen is, if you're going up to slopes this winter to go skiing, if you're going to Breckenridge Vale, anywhere in Colorado or Utah or the Alps would be lovely if you get to go to that.
I wish I was going to the Alps.
And the other one, Whistler, which I really would like to go to.
Oh, yeah,
anywhere,
Banff.
Higher altitude, there's an herbal product that has American ginseng and rhodiola in it that's also made by the same company as Yin Care. And it really does, you take about a day or two before you go up higher altitude and it'll kind of thin your blood a little bit and increase oxygen binding so you don't get...
Well, and that's, I didn't know anything about this until you brought it up. And the fact that you used, I've never used it. I always just take aspirin like 3 days before I go and while I'm there, but some people can't take aspirin.
And this formula was originally designed because of, for the Himalayas. So it's an older formula that's been kind of modified for skiing and physical activity.
Well, and apparently the rescue workers use it a lot as well instead of aspirin. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it doesn't have the negative impact that aspirin would have either, particularly
and
prolonged.
That's at tryaltigen.com. Or get
Altigen.
Getaltigen.com. Number 10.
Number 11.
Number 11. Number 11 is, we just did a great episode with Lorraine Wilcox, which...
She is. I mean, the queen of moxa. She's the queen of funny.
Oh, my
I
God.
Think.
It's
she may
such
not
a
think she's
episode.
Funny. I think she's really funny.
If you want to... And what we came up with was... Obviously, if you listen to this podcast, you're going to want to learn more about moxa. And she has two available classes via Blue Poppy Press. And one is The Power of Mugwort. And the other one is Everything You Want to Know About Moxa. They're three CEUs a piece, and they're $75 for each individual unit. So you could take six CEUs for $150. It really informative, really educational. And that's at bluepoppy.com.
Number 12, Edible Nourishment. Our friend Tara Acuna, registered acupuncturist in Canada, who is a foodie.
Foodie. And she came up with basically cookbooks for different Chinese diagnosis and how to prepare different foods and breakfasts and snacks. And
you
meal
can go
plans.
On her website and do the meal plan, right?
Right. So, and you can do, they do a deal where if you're an acupuncturist, you can be a providing member of it and get a discount so you can sell it to your patients for a little bit more and actually get your value out of it.
And her recipes are awesome. And if you listen to the show, you know it is. But her famous one that you made here were...
Cookies, menopausal cookies.
Menopausal
meningitis, shenangle.
Menopausal cookies. And they were all great. And my menopause is better.
And then fish tacos for liver cheese stagnation. Good food.
Just her website alone, she's also very, very funny as well. But what a great chef. I mean, she's very accomplished cook and understands nutrition very well and with Chinese medicine.
And what a great thing to be able to provide for your patients.
Absolutely.
So they can take it home and start cooking and doing things. We obviously have those patients who are not going to take any dietary advice whatsoever, but there is a percentage of people who would love that further things that they can do at home where they don't have to do it at the acupuncture clinic. And that's diet and that's food. So,
and it's good. And most of our food classes in school were pretty abysmal anyway. So she really takes it to a new level and it's worth it. It's really nice to refer to her and her website.
So go to her website, ediblenourishment.com. There's a promo code yinyangxmas, and you can use that at the when you're checking out, and it'll give you 20% off. definitely do that right now and start providing this for your patients, because they'll appreciate it and it can bring some extra income to your pocket. So
that's right.
Use it.
That's right. Number 13. Hey, lucky 13.
Science time.
That's right. The Journal of Chinese Medicine. It's published out of the UK. It actually has a sister publication out of China, but the one out of the UK comes out, and it is very science-heavy based, peer-reviewed, which makes it really good. And they do, as we put in the blog, they're kind of that next level up from the American Journal of Acupuncture that was around for such a long time and has never come back. So the Journal of Chinese Medicine is very much scientific inquiries into acupuncture a lot, qigong, herbs, but very specific to our practice and very science-based. It's different from the next one we'll talk about.
It's a $65 for a year subscription, which gives you three new publications, so they print three times a year, and it also gives you access to 32 years of previous subscriptions and previous journals that came out. So you have access to all that as well for just $65 a year. It's definitely worth your cheap money. Tax write-off. Keep it in your clinic.
Right.
Convenient to have.
It's nice to read because it does cover everything that's going on and testing, you know, hypotheses. And they actually have provided quite a bit of information to the National Institute of Health. So just for us, they're really, it's a worthwhile journal. And then number 14.
Another journal. It's called The Lantern.
Yeah, one of my favorites as well. It's a cool journal. I don't know if...
Australian-based.
Yes.
And it does more traditional theories behind Chinese medicine and more of like Shang Han Lun and things like that. Nothing too new, nothing too, like, I just, you know, isolated a chemical from ginseng and put it in a petri dish. It's
they
not
don't care
that.
About
no,
that.
This is more translational history of Chinese medicine.
It's case histories. It's, you know, they'll take a lot of famous physicians and open up their case books and have them translated or somebody will translate them. And they present how Chinese medicine was basically taught for 3,300 years, give or take. I know one of the historians will jump on me about that one. But anyway, just basically case studies and what they did and why they did it, their failures, and they kind of go through case by case and they kind of keep going on a whole description of what herbs they've done. All very traditional. You're not going to find, you're going to find TCM in there as well. But the majority is not so much based just on heavy peer-reviewed science. It's all based on clinical applications and clinical notes. It's kind of a nice different side. So if you get both journals, you're going to get it covered.
And in America, it's $72 a year.
And it's three issues.
Also three issues. So if you had both, you would have six issues.
Great
new information.
It's kind of like every time it comes, I'm like, hey, here's the latest. It's the latest
new stuff. Number 15 is A Flourishing Yin by Charlotte Firth. And how we heard about this was actually with Lorraine Wilcox's episode, where she wrote a book called A Flourishing Yin that talks about basically women's role in Chinese medicine.
Which was huge.
But 19, or there's a certain time period for it.
It's pretty much the Song and Ming dynasties from like 900 to 1600, roughly AD, somewhere in that area.
Which is a unique aspect of Chinese medicine that we are not taught in school, gender specific.
Right.
Teachers, and women are much too frequently left out of history textbooks, especially in China, for whatever reason. So this
and they
is,
were tremendous physicians back then, and you just never got much of that reference.
Because they didn't do as much writing. They would treat a lot. Like
they were
responsible
great.
For children and for mothers quite often, but they didn't translate it down through history because they weren't.
Well, and a lot of the women in China were shamans, so that was a whole different level.
They low did, brow.
Right,
considered,
right. Yeah. Kind of like, yeah. So they just didn't get the attention that so many other ones did. But it looks like a fascinating book. I have not read it yet.
I haven't yet either, but it sounds fascinating.
It does
that's why
sound,
I put it on here. It's on my Christmas list of things to want. And that's on Amazon.com.
I didn't buy it for you for Christmas.
It's fine.
And then number 16, Yoga Acupuncture Channel taught by Shinova Fashion. Ah, I got it out. Holly Renee.
We did an episode previously with her.
She is so fun.
Very smart. Acupuncture trained, science trained. So she's kind of like the nerd chic of fashion.
Oh my God.
In
she's
California.
A total geek. And I love her clothes. I want to wear her clothes. In fact, I think you put me in one of her dresses in a photo.
I photoshopped you, into a,
it was
a
pretty
very
funny.
Pretty acupuncture.
I had lots
dress.
Of comments about that. I think we even said Steven Bonzak should have been in that dress. I think I actually modeled it better. But anyway.
But she has a few options. She has an acupuncture dress. She has acupuncture yoga tops. She has an acupuncture shirt for men. She also has a ginseng dress that has the root
incredible.
And the plant. It's very, I would want someone to wear it if I was going on a date with a
woman.
Well, I would
say,
appeared, hair.
She appeared in Vogue magazine. She's been on runway shows all over the Bay Area. She is quite fantastic.
She was in a BMW commercial too for some of her clothing. She's out there and she's doing some acupuncture related clothing. So it's kind of neat.
And check it. And it's Shinova Shinovafashion.com.
You can also go to her Etsy site as well.
Oh, that's right.
Shinova. Just go to Etsy and type in Shinova.
Shinova,
and
yeah.
It'll come up there too.
And her stuff is really cool. Last but not least
is a company called Zitzai Dermatology. They're based out of Fort Collins, Colorado. And they do
lip balms and ointments for what? For based on TCM theory to nourish blood, you know, resolve dampness, but it's all that stuff for people in very arid conditions or with serious, you know, blood impediment type diseases. So you're going to have that really dry, scaly skin. And so, yeah, you have one of the things here that we just tried.
They have quite a few products. And so one of them is like a Gua Sha Fire Cupping Gao, this coconut-based oil liniment with Chinese herbs that you can put down on the skin before you do cupping or Gua Sha, which is, I like it, but I love it for like hand cream or dry skin. Or they have something for dry skin too, but everyone that we've had use this loves it for their hands. So
I know,
use it for both.
Yeah, you could try it. I haven't tried it for fire cupping myself.
No, we've just been putting it on our hands here
but
in the clinic.
But it's really, really nice. And the other cool thing is that it's all Chinese herbs.
Another product that we like quite a bit, they have several options for lip balm, which everyone buys lip balm in America. Like literally
We're lip balm
fanatic. And depending on what type you like if you like a harder type lip balm, but I usually, when I use it, I like the softer type of Jehovah Witness. Oh my
Jehovah's
shit.
Witness. Jehovah, the Jehovah oil.
The reason why I like the softer one is because it has avocado oil and it has virgin olive oil, beeswax, cocoa butter. And then the Chinese herbs is, looks like a Xingdi, Shigao, and Floss Sephora. Which one's that?
A Kushan.
Kushan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It has those. So this is for the kind of a really chapped lips. I don't get it that bad, but I like the texture of this one.
And I just tried it and it is really nice because we get so many different lip balms, like you said, you know, and everyone uses their own. That one's really nice.
We'll sell this one here.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do too.
And it comes in pretty packaging.
That's right. That's all that matters.
So if you're getting
something about the package.
For your special someone, it's a very pretty package.
Yeah. It's a nice package. You can give that to them any way you want.
American made.
That's right.
Chinese herbal based. Why not?
From Colorado. I guess we could point out too that we do not get any financial kickbacks from any of our
sponsors. We don't have.
That's right. We have no sponsors. We get no money, so we have no interest in any of these at all. We're just promoting people that have
full disclosure. We're not getting anything.
We're not getting anything. So please buy them all, and we don't get anything.
We're just talking about products we like, and we've seen work.
And people that we like. We've had some really good people on the show, and it's fun to promote their products if they're working on something.
Most importantly, you should definitely download our app. It's free, too.
It is.
It's a labor of love.
Because we're really awesome. You'll love us, I'm sure. All of you do. Well, I think we've covered at least 17 different varieties for our product guide.
Yeah.
And... was a great face.
No, wait. I want to play some music because we can do that on this
We
thing.
Can play music.
I want to listen to... I'm going to put Jingle Bells on for a second. Hold on. Okay, what song you want to listen to?
Okay, then my favorite for Christmas is by none other than John Denver. Please, Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas.
I don't want to see my mama cry.
Oh, no, wait. I got another one. How about the grandma got run over by a reindeer?
Oh, God.
All right, and play.
She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back.
Grandma got Chris, I'm going to play one of your favorites. Don't be embarrassed. Mariah Carey, Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
That was horribly painful, Travis. Why did you do that to me?
Fine. Now Backstreet Boys.
There is something special about this time of year.
All right. Then, just for all of you who have been practicing out there longer than 20 years, here's one by Neil Diamond.
Come, they told me
my mom loved Neil Diamond.
So did mine. Then we're going to finish it off with The Carpenters. And everybody loves The Carpenters.
Greeting cards have all been sent. I'm turning it off. Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
And then how about we finish it with The Grinch Stole Christmas.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming.
Have a great holiday, everyone. Take care. Go buy these products.
You'll love them.
We'll see you next year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Banana with a greasy black peel.